Now, Wednesday's deadline is looming for a higher rate of US tariffs on goods from the European Union coming into force, but talks continue with negotiations between the US and the 27-member European Union over the weekend. The US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has said a deal is close, but the EU Trade Commissioner Mara Sefcovic's 48-hour trip to the States last week ended with a downbeat assessment of how it was going. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Harris, has said he will spend much of today engaging with EU officials and Mr. Sefcovic as a final push is made to find a way forward between the EU and the US. Shona Murray is Europe correspondent at Euronews and she joins us now. Shona, what can you tell us about how the negotiations are going?
So we know that there haven't been much of substance. That's the word I've been hearing for the past few weeks, that the substance isn't there. As one person told me, you know, that the US administration prefers to use large numbers on big cards rather than detailed negotiations, which is what's required for two massive blocks, massive trading blocks. But what we're hearing is it may fall down by Wednesday, where there will be a skeleton sort of framework agreement that would apply similar to what the UK has, 10% tariffs across the board, with then the ability to have negotiated carve-outs for certain sectors like the car sector, pharmaceutical, aviation and spirits. And then that would at least create some stability so countries would know where they were going, and it also would create a better atmosphere between the two sides. And a lot of countries, Germany and Ireland in particular, which are particularly vulnerable to the United States, they would like to push for that. But others like France and Spain would like to see the EU use its heft and to negotiate further and with a bit more strength down the line so that it would be fairer and then they could resist such heavy tariffs.
So there's not much cohesion, as it were, then between member states if there's a certain amount of countries looking for one thing and looking for another. Could there be yet another delay then to the tariffs?
Well, we know that Scott Bessent said yesterday that there could be a delay till 1st of August. But I think the EU, well, the Commission is definitely working with the member states to ensure that there is a clear consensus, because everybody has to be able to absorb these 10% tariffs. And I think the idea would be that a framework agreement would at least provide some stability with which then their carve-outs could apply. You have to remember as well what we heard from Sefcovic, the EU Trade Commissioner, when he brought his, sorry, when he advised the EU Commissioner or EU ambassadors on Friday. He also said that the United States is potentially threatening 17% tariffs on agricultural exports from the EU to the United States, which would again be huge for Ireland. And that's in order, he's saying, unless the EU doesn't essentially deregulate on things like chlorinated chicken, agricultural products, that those tariffs could apply. So it's very, very serious for major exporting countries like Ireland.
And finally, Shona, a digital tax. There's concerns here in Ireland about that as well. What are you hearing about that?
Well, if there's no deal, then everything is on the table. Already the EU has 95 billion euros worth of reciprocal tariffs to apply if there's no deal. And in that case, if there aren't enough products to tariff, then certainly digital tax would be on the table, which is what they're trying to avoid right now by at least having the skeleton deal on Wednesday.
Okay, Shona Murray, Europe correspondent at Euronews. Thank you for joining us. And Gail will have more on tariffs in the business news a little bit later.